This is a passage from my book, Drawn to the Rhythm. Working its way up the shoreline was a tiny sliver of a boat. A single shell, impossibly narrow. A shining white arrow moving in the late sun with liquid smoothness and divine grace. One rower, I'll never know who, one boat, so gorgeous, so lyrical, so piercing, that I pulled over onto the shoulder and stopped the car, my heart pounding. The boat moved steadily up the far shore along the sedge grasses with a quiet, measured rhythm, narrow bow riding up with an infinitesimal breath on every stroke, riding up, then cutting into the surface of the cold green water of the harbor with the stroke subsidence, its bow wake nothing more than a shimmering crease, a neat V, like geese flying south over the harbor in a chill autumn sky. The sculler's blades, white and forest green, traveled in a graceful arc as they swung forward again and again to meet the water like a prayer. Infinitely patient, infinitely repetitive. Flashing in the late sun as they rolled to square just before dropping silently to incise the surface and embrace the water. With each stroke, the sculler's body swung with a rhythm of chant and breath, over and over. It was all here before me, the rhythm of a heart, of a wing beat, of a body in love, of a breast filling and a child nursing, of the little mermaid's muscle shell roof opening and closing. In the quiet thrust of the boat, the sweet swing of the sculler, I saw everything I wanted to be. Everything I always had been, beneath the sensible dresses and the sorrow, found in that moment the mission of these hands, this body, this heart.